Last night, you gained a game on the Royals.
Sure did.
Beat the White Sox. Boy, it made it harder than it should have been.
Well, that's Nick Sandlin. Any result from Nick Sandlin, I'm not going to get too worked up over, except the fact that he's in a game and should never be.
Meanwhile, the Royals lost in New York to the Yankees 10-4. Minnesota continues a free fall. They've now let Boston, Detroit, and Seattle back into this thing. All three of those teams just three games out.
Strange. Yeah, they couldn't beat the Angels last night. That is a free fall. Losing to the Royals is one thing and getting swept, but then when you
they can't get out of their own way right now. And I've seen it before. I've seen it before when teams start to falter down the stretch. It's really hard to turn it back around.
Can be. And we thought maybe the Twins, they had the poor stretch at the beginning of the season. They'd been playing relatively well since. The Guardians had that 8-loss stretch. The Royals had a 7-game losing streak. But now the Twins, it might be their turn again.
Yeah, everybody kind of limping to the finish in that division.
Except Detroit, who's somehow playing well.
They did the right thing. They called up a bunch of young guys, the future of their franchise, and said, let's see what they can do. And here we're seeing what they can do.
Yeah, you get a little energy in the clubhouse, and it might work for the rest of this year. But
it's hard to sustain
next
that.
Next year, when everyone is adjusting to you, you get your first growing pains, and we'll see how it plays out.
I like the direction of that franchise. I've said it a million times. You've scoffed at me. You've chastised me.
I just
me.
Don't know how they break into the top three. Every other team is a young team.
Well, they're very close to breaking into the top three.
Yeah, not only thanks to Minnesota.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Minnesota should be better than Minnesota has been.
Detroit is coming. They have young players who are considered to be highly touted prospects.
Yeah, that's what they are, prospects.
Right, and I like their team. I'm not gonna apologize for it.
You should.
I shouldn't.
That's not what you told me earlier. You said, I'm sorry, Jeff, but I have to go on and talk about
not,
the Tigers.
I'm not apologizing. Meanwhile, Atlanta has now dropped behind New York and the Mets for that third wild card spot in the National League. The Mets, that guy, what's his name? Ramon Mendoza, their manager?
I think it's Carlos Mendoza.
Carlos Mendoza?
Does that sound right?
That's right. He's going to get votes for manager of the year in the National League.
Well, he's brought him back. They made some small moves kind of during the season and at the deadline that have sort of helped them improve. They lost Jeff McNeil, though, which could be a problem, or it might not be.
You got him, and you got Mike Schilt in San Diego, and you have
the guy in Milwaukee.
Yeah, Milwaukee, Pat Murphy. Those are probably the three leading contenders for manager of the year. Who are the manager of the year candidates in the American League?
Probably
Montero has to be right. He has to win it.
Probably the first year Astros guy.
No, Royals win that.
Fine, it's not Steven Vogt. I can tell you that from watching.
He'll
it.
Get votes, but the nobody could, in the history of baseball, who's gone from 56 wins. To what the Royals are going to get to, probably around 90.
It doesn't happen very often. But is that a managerial job? Because he was the manager last year, too.
Yeah, it's a managerial job.
Really?
Sure it is.
It's not that they went out and got better players.
Well, that's part of it. The executive of the year is J.J. Piccolo. No doubt.
Well, it's not going to be Chris Antonetti.
No, it's not.
Even though they're
in the
first
Cardinals,
place.
If there's an award ceremony in the National League for anything, the Cardinals shouldn't even go. If they're planning a charter flight, they should ground it. The people at the airport should go stand in front of the plane before letting the Cardinals take off to an awards show.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
You understand? But you get what I'm saying.
You know, I guess. You're upset at your team. I've been kind of perpetually upset at my team. It's just, I don't know.
Well, you need to not be as upset with your team. You're going to be in the playoffs.
I get it. And might even get a bye in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know. This being upset with that irritates
But they're not that good.
I've told you that all year long, so why wouldn't Steven Vogt get votes.
Because it's partly his fault that
no.
they're not that good. Well, we've lost eight in a row. We just got to...
You know what they do very well?
Okay.
You know what their front office does very well?
Nothing.
They identify pitching talent, and they make it work, and they get just enough off. They can never spend big money. For the fact that Cleveland... Now, if you want to... You're going to be perpetually disappointed because this is going to be the kind of season Cleveland has.
No, they can find some hitting.
No.
They can develop a case, just develop a hitter every now and then, please.
No, not if you want to have pitching.
Oh,
they don't have the money to go around. Look at Tampa. They did it pitching-wise. They had enough hitting, but that was always about...
And I'll tell you this, secretly, Guardians... pitching pipeline in the minor leagues
drying up.
There's some guys that have had success, but they're mid rotation.
You drafted a bunch of pitchers this year.
Yes,
that's the reason they did that to fortify that pitching stock.
I hope.
Well, that's what that's their intent.
And Travis
Whether
Bezana
it works, I don't know.
Travis Bezana strikes out four times a game.
Boy, JJ Weatherholtz had a pretty good debut.
I thought he'd been terrible lately.
No, he really turned it on the last six or seven games. He got his OPS over 800. He got his batting average over 290. And he had a really good run there the final
He's in low A, though,
week
right?
to 10 games. Yeah, he's in Palm Beach. They're going to the playoffs.
It's exciting.
And he had a good run, and I'm excited about that kid, Cardinals prospect. Out of the University of West Virginia.
He's only got 15 strikeouts in 29 games. I don't get why Bezana is struggling with high A. I mean, what does that tell you?
You should have taken Weatherholt.
Or somebody. Maybe the Christian Moore kid who the Angels took.
Weatherholt will be in the big leagues next year sometime. They need to get rid of some of these clowns. And now the Cardinals have called up Sagisi. Which I'm excited about, but they sent Victor Scott back to the minors.
They don't know what they're doing.
They don't have a clue. I've already texted some of their beat writers.
You've texted them?
I've lost it. I said every Cardinals beat writer should cease and desist because your reporting is causing me to hate the team I've loved since 1963. Do you think they'll take me up on that and just say, we're done for the year?
You know how I told you I have the guards Twitter?
Yeah.
I don't even do that anymore.
I just had to respond to this.
I have Twitter at work, but on my phone I don't have it anymore. I'm done with that because it caused me anguish, and it's been easier the last few days.
Here's what I've done on Twitter. I've muted or blocked. But mostly muted, every account that even talks about politics, no matter their persuasion. Doesn't matter.
That's hard to do because everyone's talking politics all the time.
Mute, 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 mute.
Have you muted any of your friends?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I just got done unfollowing one.
You want to tell us who that is?
No.
Okay. Someone you have a little history with, though.
Oh, yeah. A lot of history.
Wow.
A lot of history.
Is this person going to click on your profile?
I don't care.
See that you no longer follow him?
Maybe.
And break down?
Not gonna. What do you mean break down?
I mean, just have, you know, a moment or two where he's upset.
I wouldn't give myself. How do you know it's a he?
Yeah, I know you.
What do you mean you know me?
You don't have a lot of woman friends.
What does that mean?
Do you?
Women followers on Twitter?
I don't think you'd unfollow them anyway.
Of course I do.
You unfollow your women friends on Twitter.
I've muted a ton of women.
Friends?
I don't know.
No. That's a no. I know you.
Well, women have more sense.
Typically.
And I will say that.
But not all of them.
Well, no, not all of them, but generally speaking, women have more sense most of the time. Not all of the time.
Well, no group has more or less. I don't know. Who
well, it's
even
like
knows?
Momentum.
You know it when you see it.
Yeah,
but you can't define it.
Sense,
because it's not backed by any science.
I can identify what sense is.
Sure. You know what I've been doing a lot of reading about lately? Psychic mediums.
Are you going to go off the deep end on us?
No, because I saw that this guy Tyler Henry, who I'd never heard of, but has apparently been doing a show on E! For 10 years, is going to have a live Netflix show where he's contacting dead people, and just not really...
Well, I'm going to watch that.
You are?
Sure. Let's get to our hotline. Yeah, if he says he can contact dead people,
you know,
that's a hook I can't resist.
But you know what? He can't.
Well, we'll see. But that I can't resist watching him.
And no
try.
One can. Who we got?
Here's Mark. Hey, Mark, welcome.
Hey, I got a question. This is just kind of you were talking about different AA, single A, all that stuff. What is high?
Who's the question for first, Mark?
Let me see. You probably know a little more baseball, so I'd say it's you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
What?
Go for it. What's the question?
Anyway, Jeff was just talking about he's in high A ball. Is there like a middle A and a low A? Or is there just
no, there's a low and a high.
Yeah, they just call it single A now and then high A.
He asked me. There's a low.
You're wrong. So I had to,
there's a low A and a high A.
There's no low A. They just call it single A now. But for our purposes,
the difference is at the lower level, those players are normally not as advanced as those who get moved up to higher A ball.
But there's only double A and triple A. There's no high double
A. And then
a
double A and triple A, right. Just a,
it's kind of weird.
Excuse me. There's four levels
of minor league baseball. That's right.
Because I know they cut down on some of the teams and some of the all that stuff. There's not as many minor league players, so I
That's
thought maybe
correct.
They'd change things up a little bit.
Each of the teams has four minor league affiliated teams.
And
now they do have some teams in Latin America and at their spring training complexes. They got some of that, but really just four minor league teams per franchise.
Well, thank you very much. I've learned something today.
You bet. There you go. Thank you.
Anytime, Mark. Appreciate you.
Andrew, please mark that as Mark asking me.
That was so sad.
A baseball question.
Poor Mark.
I appreciate that.
You do?
Sure.
Yeah. You did fine. They took out rookie ball and stuff like that.
I don't think you need to outwardly laugh at one of our callers.
Well, I was just amused by his...
Well, I think that's rude.
It was just a visceral reaction.
Glad to see Aaron Rodgers struggle last night. Sorry, that's just who I am. I don't like the guy.
Did he struggle, or was he just
He wasn't
okay.
Very good. What do you call it when you're not very good?
Just average. Just kind of meh.
Well, isn't that struggling?
I think him being meh is better than him struggling.
I mean, every day on this show, you're kind of average. You feel like you struggle?
No, never.
Do you feel like you're struggling right now?
I've never struggled.
And I'm kidding. Yeah, you're really? You're better than average.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I fully agree.
Yeah. What grade would you give me?
A B minus, probably.
Really, a B minus?
Yeah, that's in the B range, like an 82.
On this show?
Yeah.
What would you give you?
Probably a low A plus, like in the 96 range.
Oh, my God. Crazy. All right, Jeff has a game. We're going to play it, and we'll give it a little room to
breathe.
Oh,
man, I forgot Max wasn't here. Oh, no. We were going to go back and forth. Now I got to come up with something else.
Well, Max isn't here.
I know. I forgot. It's a music.
How can you forget?
I just forgot.
I mean, Andrew's hit the ground running back in our studio. It's like he's been here forever. Hasn't missed a beat.
I'll just it was going to be a back and forth thing, but we'll... I'll just play it with you.
All right, we'll figure it out on the fly, as we often do. All right, Andrew, we have a game. Are you ready to play the sound?
Of course not. Come on.
Well, how can Max not leave that information for you? Time to play the game.
Oh, well. See, everybody thought Max was here.
Max, you're terrible. All right, what is
so
the
what
game?
We were going to do was go back and forth. I was going to give you Eagles albums. You were going to give, I was going to give Max Beatles albums. And you were going to name songs off those respective albums.
Why do you do
going
this?
Going back and forth.
I think the game is running out of steam.
Well, then you can start
because
doing
it. Because what you're doing now is you're starting to take advantage of my memory lapse. And you're expecting me to still be able to recall things from 40, 50 years ago.
I can
ago.
Name now, every song on every Eagles album.
Yeah, you won't. Will you be able to when you're 69?
Absolutely.
No, you won't. You'll be, here's my pudding. That's all you'll be doing.
If you say so.
What is the game?
That's the game now.
Let's go.
I'm going to give you both, and you're going to have to now go back and forth.
Let's go.
So your Eagles album is Eagles, their debut. What Beatles album do you think you're most familiar with?
I know a lot of them, but not there's so many that the Beatles will be much more difficult.
They have 12.
Than will the Eagles.
All right, but you got to go back and forth. So you want to start with the Eagle, and your goal is to get 40 points. Once you miss one, you're done.
Well, I'll miss one pretty quickly.
On either one.
The Let It Be album, Let It Be.
No, we're doing Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Sgt. Pepper's.
What?
Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Okay, now go to an Eagles song from their first album.
Nightingale.
Two. Next. Beatles.
Fool on the Hill.
Fool on the Hill. No.
What album was that from?
I don't know. It wasn't on Sgt. Pepper's.
Here's what you're doing.
Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Let me tell you what you're doing. You're in that part of your life now where you feel like you can kind of make me look bad. So that's what you're going for.
All right, let's go back and forth with the debut Eagles album. You said Nightingale.
I don't want to play it with you.
Well, we have to.
You've got them all written down.
No, I don't.
Now you're trying to make me look like a fool again.
I have only the Beatles album because as I told you.
Let me go.
Because as I told you, I already know every Eagles song on every album that they've done.
Well, then you're going to beat me.
Do you know every Eagles song?
Not really. I'll do my best, but I used to.
Well, I'll leave you.
But these are things that as you age, things start to disappear from your memory. Why can't you understand that? I still have a very good memory.
I'm going to leave you all the easy ones, and let's see if we can...
No, I don't want to... No.
And see if we can knock them out together.
No.
You said Nightingale.
I don't want to do it.
I'll say Trying.
Nah. Chug All Night.
Train Leaves Here This Morning.
Take It Easy.
Early Bird.
Desperado.
On the first album?
Nah, that was second. Peaceful, Easy Feeling.
Did I say Take the Devil?
Yeah.
Early Bird.
You already said Early Bird.
I've said all of them then.
Well, then
Richie Woman.
Well, I don't. You said you'd leave me the easy one.
I think we've named them all then.
I don't know.
Pretty sure.
What did Bernie sing on that album? Bernie Ledden.
He sang.
He had another one.
Early
besides.
Bird. Train Leaves Here This Morning.
What's the next?
Oh, Most of Us Are Sad.
Right.
Is the last
Most
one.
Of Us Are Sad.
That was Randy Meisner, though.
What do you have?
You want to do the Desperado album next?
Desperado.
Outlaw Man.
Bitter Creek.
21.
You sure about that?
Yes.
Good grief. A Certain Kind of Fool.
Yeah, that's good. I think that was the one I was going to name. Out of Control.
You sure?
Yes. Track 3, I believe.
I don't know. what else?
This game is, it turned not so
good. I don't
so
like
great.
This game.
On the Border?
On the Border.
My Man.
James Dean.
Midnight Flyer.
What's really? That? I got it in my brain.
Well,
and
sing it.
Oh, well. Good Day in Hell.
Is It True?
What, did I sound good there?
No.
No, really?
You sang two words.
What's that other song that Henley sings?
Da da dun dun dun. Track two. I know what you're talking
about. You never cry like a lover.
Yes. Old 55.
Journey of the Sorcerer. I'm done with this game.
You're done with it?
I hate it.
It was going to be a fun game. But
give me the next album.
One of These Nights.
Journey of the Sorcerer.
I Wish You Peace.
One of These Nights.
Visions.
Take It to the Limit.
Yeah. Too Many Hands.
Give me a hint.
A Henley and Fry duet.
Oh, yeah. Old 55.
Well, that's on the border we just named.
Give me a hint.
It's Henley and What Can You Do When Your Dreams Come True.
Oh, yeah.
And It's Not Quite Like You Planned.
What have you done to be losing the one? Yeah. You held us so tight in your hand. Oh, my God. I had a moment there.
Unbelievable. Now, what's the name of that song?
After the Thrill Is Gone. But wait a minute. Andrew, are you getting this on tape?
Have we named all of them on one of these nights?
I wonder if Andrew realized what he was getting at. He did, because he's done this show before.
Yeah, he saw us live on Friday. Be the same foolish people we're being right now.
869-1240 if you got a comment about my voice.
I do.
What is it? What's your comment?
It's fine.
Just fine.
It's all right.
What's the next album?
Have we named all of them off one of these nights? Hollywood Waltz, we didn't say.
Yeah, it's a good song, Henley.
Hotel California.
All right. Life in the Fast Lane.
Victim of Love.
Hotel California.
The Last Resort.
Well, that's cheating.
Why?
Wasted Time.
Try and Love Again.
What's that Joe Walsh song?
What is it?
What is it?
Ugh.
Give me the beat. Give me the
Hi
melody.
There, how are you? It's not, there's no melody.
Been a long time. Like we come a long way. My but we go
so slow.
So slow.
It's hard to get that low when you're
heroes,
that low.
Heroes, they come and they go.
Leave
this might be the highlight show.
Behind.
Don't sing when
As
I'm
if
singing.
We're supposed to know. What is the name of that
What
song?
Is the name of the song?
What is, do you not know
I
it?
I can't
Pretty
think
Maids
it.
All in a
there
Row.
There you go. Pretty Maids All in the Row. We're done.
And then you got New Kid in Town. We might as well do The Long Run while we're here.
The Long Run. King of Hollywood.
Disco Strangler.
I Can't Tell You Why.
Teenage Jail.
The Long Run.
I thought you said that already. The Greeks Don't Want No Freaks.
Heartache Tonight.
Those Shoes.
There you go. We did it.
We didn't do... did we say I Can't Tell You Why?
Yeah, I said
Did we
it.
Say The Sad Cafe?
Yeah, I got it. Sad Cafe. One of my 10 favorite Eagles songs.
It's a beautiful song. David Sanborn on the
And that
alto
album,
sax.
For all the bickering that went into it and that group was falling apart while they were making that album, that's a great album.
It's good.
No, it's great.
It's got Teenage Jail on it. It can't be great.
Teenage Jail, you just got to laugh at it.
It's horrible. I try to like it, but I just, it's not quite
I don't know,
there for me.
I don't know what got into them for Teenage Jail. But anyway, is anybody called
to comment on your voice?
Well, I mean, there might be a talent scout
this
out there.
This is arguably the worst segment in the history of this show.
It could be. This, I you know, Andrew's back in the studio, and he doesn't hear this show every day, I'm sure. He's got
he
an
should.
Opinion right now. He's thinking to himself, either, you know, these guys are pretty entertaining, or he's not listening.
That's
much
probably
the way
it.
Max does.
Max doesn't listen.
Or he's thinking to himself, my God, when's this 2 weeks up? Now, only he has the answer to that, but aren't you a little curious?
Well, I'm sure he's trying to get through this show first. When are these 2 hours up? And he's counting down the minutes.
He's
got to
be thinking a little bit about, Max, next time you're out, you'll need to.
Well, he's getting paid, right?
Yeah, he's getting
paid. What does he
care? And he seems to be listening. Every time I reach out to him, he responds.
I wonder what his main source of income is.
Well, it's none of our business.
It isn't, but I still wonder.
He wonders what yours is.
Channel 12. Thank you.
I don't know if that's a main source.
It's my main source.
I don't know if you can qualify that as a main source.
Well, it's my main source, so it's qualified.
I guess. If you're willing to go there. But we get paid a ton to do this show.
Yeah, this is quite just close second.
All right. There you go. That's the game. Jeff didn't do a very good job today.
It was going to be a fun game if Max was here.
Not really.
You could only name one song off of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and it was Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club
Band. Do you know how many years it's been? Magical Mystery Tour. That was another album. The Beatles had 700 albums.
What did it go into right after Sgt. Pepper?
I don't know. What did it go into?
It goes right into the next song.
What is it?
What would you think if I sang out of tune?
Yeah, that's terrible.
Would you stand up and walk out on me?
God, what are you, singing the opera?
Yeah, I am this time.
That's a terrible rendition.
Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song.
Oh, God. You know, I never thought
and
Ringo was a great singer.
Not to sing out of
but
key.
He's so much better than you.
Ooh, Wiggy.
That's
I
all.
Should,
stop.
I should take us to break with that.
Tomorrow, Mike Furches will be with us. We're looking at doing some other things as well. Attempting.
Like what?
Attempting to get some people. You don't need to worry about it. Or you could get a guest.
I'll think about it.
Which would be great.
I'll think about what I might do.
Wednesday's show wide open. We have reached out to see if we can get a someone of note.
We didn't reach out to that person. That person has to go through somebody else, right?
Maybe.
I've hit two walls today. One happened at about 1:15, and another one happened kind of during that last segment.
Well, you created the wall.
How so?
In that last segment with a game that just didn't rise to the expectation of our listening audience.
No, it's not that. I feel kind of dehydrated, maybe.
Well, did you get a water?
I drank this water. I had two big cups of water at work. I don't know what's going on. Got my sinuses are acting up in my head, maybe. Or that
you got wind surge duty tonight?
Dehydration. Yes, of course.
Well, that could be a problem.
Nah, I'm going to go take a little quick siesta at home, and
you're going to drive all the way home.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit in the press box for 3 hours.
You know, there were times during the NBC World Series back in the day, back when I covered it and they had the nicer press box over at Lawrence Newmont Stadium, they gave me the opportunity to, in the middle of the day after some of the morning games were played, to go over into one of the suites and lay down and take a little nap.
That would be beautiful. I would love to do that.
Well, they let me do it.
I wish I could do that.
Well, they don't want you in one of those suites.
Exactly. That's why I haven't.
But my point is, they let me do it.
Very nice. Those were pretty nice suites back in the day.
They were. They
weren't terrible.
Very cool.
Exactly. Had the TVs in there.
And I, took a little hour nap and was ready to go for the evening session.
Wonderful. I'm going to go home, though. Got to feed the cats. Got to hang out with the cats. We locked them up last night, so they might be upset.
Those were fun days covering the NBC in those times, 70s, 80s, 90s.
That's cool.
What do you have to say about it?
Nothing.
Well, I don't know why not.
Nothing, really.
I looked up when we had Vahe on, and he was talking about this MVP battle in the American League. Is Gunnar Henderson out of it?
Yeah, it's a two-man race.
Well, why aren't these?
It's a two-man race in the National
League. I mentioned Aaron Judge homerless for 13 games.
Yeah, but the narrative has kind of already been told, and Gunnar Henderson isn't really a part of it. Now, if he goes off and just is insane, hits 800, I still don't think he's going to win it, but he might be able to put his name back in the conversation.
Bobby Witt, tremendous season, no doubt, great, great, great player, 8 for 40.
Have most of those outs been on the road?
Well, I don't know. What am I?
I don't know. Just asking. And in the National League, it's really a two-man race.
Well,
Shohei v. Lindor.
Is it?
That's what everybody's telling me.
What about Jose Ramirez in the American
Let's
League?
Let's be serious.
What about Ketel Marte or Marcell Ozuna?
Ketel Marte's been hurt, and Marcell, no. He's had a nice year. But
well, I don't see it's a slam dunk for Shohei Ohtani. He's going to be a 50-50 guy.
Some people are going to vote against him because he doesn't play defense.
You know what those people are? Morons, we used to call them.
And Francisco Lindor plays a solid shortstop.
That's all fine and good.
And for a contending team.
If you become the first 50-50 player in the history of baseball, it's a slam dunk. How much money do you want? I'll give you 100-1.
Okay.
For $1,000.
No, okay. So I win.
You win $100,000 if Francisco Lindor.
Let's do it for $10,000, and I'll win $1,000. Then you can pay me if it's Lindor.
No, I can pay $100,000.
I'll take everything you own.
That might require a trip to the bank. I don't know that I have that my wallet.
It might take a handgun too if you're.
No.
And I'm not condoning.
Yeah, I don't know where that
bank
came
robbery,
from.
But you don't have.
Do you want to do it or not?
Yeah, I do.
$1,000.
No, for ten.
100-1.
Probably not.
There you go. You backed off.
You backed off.
What do you mean I backed?
I said
off.
Do it. Let's do it for 10.
That's not enough money. That doesn't get me to the
Fine,
table.
Let's do it for 50.
All right.
So I win 50,000.
Right.
That's a lot of money. That's good.
You good?
Yeah, but you already owe me tens of thousands of dollars.
Are you good?
From bets that we've made.
$50, Shohei Ohtani.
$20.
No.
$20,000. $20,000 will cover a lot of stuff for me.
You just said 50.
25.
Now suddenly I'm hitting a wall. I just got really hot. Is it hot?
It is hot in here, yes.
Well, I turned the AC down. I felt comfortable until just now.
I don't know what the deal is. Are we getting some outside air coming in? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Pretty well insulated.
This place is well insulated. And
it's not like uncomfortably hot. It's just like a warmth.
Yeah, but I didn't notice it until
that blanket's over you somehow.
1 minute ago.
Now I'm kind of seated under the air. I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's tough.
But, at this time of the year, these temperatures can be all over the place. I went outside this morning.
It's beautiful.
And it was just, I almost felt like I needed a jacket.
You did need a jacket this morning. It was in the 50s.
That felt so good.
I agree. Why does it still have to be 90 in the second week of September?
We get this little strange weather pattern always. We never know what it's going to do. It's currently 87 degrees. Now, according to the forecast, let's see here. We are due for 89, 88, 89, 90, 92, 89, 91.
Sickening.
91, 91, 88, 85, 85, 84, 84 Good. Over the next 15 days.
I hate that.
That's too hot.
Would you be interested in a
no.
pilot who grounded his plane in Wichita on 9/11?
What for, now?
Would you be interested in a pilot who grounded his plane in Wichita on 9/11?
Yeah, we could do that.
I don't have his number in my phone anymore, but I may have sent it out in a work email, so it might be in my sent items.
We'll see.
I might be able to find it. I don't know his name.
Tomorrow, of course, 9/11 and 23 years ago. Never forget it, obviously, for many reasons. One of those reasons is that I was doing the radio show that day with Jared Bartlett, and you were in the other room taking phone calls and quote unquote producing the show.
I was in your ear with lots of stuff to say. Jared looked over a lot of times,
which is the loosest
during
definition
the history of that
of
show.
Producer,
and said, Jeff, what do I say here?
I've ever heard,
and I helped him. That's what producers do.
You know what producers do in the real world?
Not really.
They put the show together.
Yeah, they kind of write it.
And the talent.
and they,
i.e. me,
they do the segments.
We come in and we just read off the screen.
Well, that's what Jim Rome does.
And I get a guest, and we go to town, and everything's good.
You know why Jim Rome does that?
You know what Jim Rome couldn't do? What I do.
Yeah, he just did that for years and years and made himself the best at it. So he can now just show up kind of with every. But I think he still does a lot of work.
You think he writes some of that stuff?
No, but this off-the-cuff stuff he's still really good at, interacting with callers, and he's still good at that stuff.
Well, I can interact with callers. You heard me with, what's his
name? Yeah, with poor Mark.
Yeah, Mark earlier.
Very misguided sense of who has knowledge on this show.
That was a great way to go, though, because he said, I got a question. Well, who's your question for, Mark?
And it was... It ended
up on the walls there. Nail marks, okay.
Everything good?
Everything's good. I just get distracted sometimes.
Fine.
I looked over there and I saw something. I didn't quite know what it was.
Yeah, it's just nail marks, apparently.
We built this little room here at the Leslie Rudd Learning Center so that we could do this radio show here. And we'll be back here tomorrow, in fact.
I like it.
And then Thursday, we've got the three-man booth. With Jason Duda. We need to mix the big fella in for a three-man booth sometime.
Could happen.
I think I might do that for Friday.
Really?
Yeah. We'll see if he's available.
All right. Do what you got to do.
I'm getting a little bit...
What?
What's the right word?
Tired of me?
Getting a little bit been there, done that with you, although...
With me?
There's no one I'd rather do a radio show with.
Yeah, you better say that.
Absolutely not.
You want me to take us out with Magical Mystery?
No, I don't.
I don't really. There's not really words to that song.
Andrew Fry with another stellar job back in the studio, producing and engineering. We'll be back tomorrow, everyone. Have a good day.